It's a big week in Texas politics, the single most hated, most dreaded, most talked and moaned about by the moderates, fake conservatives, and liberal press members. Legislative scorecard set to roll out today. Yep, today's when Texans for Fiscal Responsibility's Fiscal Responsibility Index hits the streets. You can see it at EmpowerTexans.com later. The reason it is the most hated by the fake Republicans who talk smaller government during elections but don't quite carry that zeal into their voting in Austin is because it's also the hardest scorecard to dismiss. Unlike most of the setup legislative scorecards, TFR's Fiscal Responsibility Index doesn't just cherry-pick a handful of votes. It's a comprehensive, wide range of fiscal and size of government issues, and there are no gotcha votes in it. Legislators are even told in advance which votes will be considered. Many other scorecards will hit the streets, but before depending on them, compare how many votes are actually counted and what type of votes. You know, some votes are essentially show votes, with the real vote being the procedural vote or similar. And look at how well-documented such scorecards are. Yes, Texans for Fiscal Responsibility's Fiscal Responsibility Index makes many angry because it's so complete that it's hard to legitimately dismiss its rankings. And wouldn't you know that the week the index comes out, I'd have planned to be away? Don't worry, Paul Arbeen, KFYO's Chad Hastie, Carl Tepper, and Alan Corbin will hold down the fort and in fine style, too. I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas. Welcome to Accountability Season.